This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About Deshaun Watson and the worst trade in Cleveland history. Can I just tell you, it feels pornographic to be able to say that. To finally just be able to exhale and just let it out. Because we've been waiting for anything, right? Any single little thing, that any glimmer of hope that this thing isn't exactly what it is, which is the worst and dumbest decision and the most poorly executed decision in Cleveland sports history.
The Afternoon Drive, weekdays starting at 2. 92.3 The Fan.
Hello.
Hi, Kenny.
Did you like my blow up right there?
I'm amazed you can summon it from nowhere, because it wasn't like a buildup. It wasn't like something that had been bleeding over from another conversation. The fact that you can whip yourself into a lather in that amount of time, I think, is impressive.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are wrong in here. Probably chemically, spiritually, emotionally. I've made a Faustian bargain.
Ooh,
Anthony.
Kenny,
For
which one is this?
My coffee. I wanted good coffee. I've made a Faustian bargain of my emotions.
Did you have a good day yesterday?
I'm just glad to see.
Yes.
I'm glad to see our little talk last week. At least sunk in, although it was 5 seconds before the show started. It sunk in.
Hey, it's still enough lead-up time, isn't
my
it?
My son That's came right. to me and I said, son, you could do this or you could make a Faustian bargain. Are we inside enough yet?
Yes.
Can we move on?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Away we go. Did we overblow yesterday? I thought, I was like, hey, man, I ain't going to sit there and blame all the fans. Mm. It is. I actually had my buddy who is he works the games because he's in the fire department here in Cleveland. We had a disagreement at practice yesterday because he goes, yeah, I heard the one. I didn't think the boos were loud. He goes, I was there too. I didn't think the boos were very. I said there were people. Excuse me, not the boo. When he came onto the field, there was booing.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Without a doubt. Everybody's booing. When he went down, there were people who were cheering. There were people who were booing. And then it was the question of after they showed it on the Jumbotron, which was my point. When they showed it on the Jumbotron, 99% of anybody who had any reaction ceased to exist. Again, there was the guy who was 10 rows ahead of me, who was whooping it up and whatever. That's beside the point. Well, not beside the point,
yeah,
but that
probably,
to me is why it's like it's overblown.
And the whole stadium... That guy you just described, probably wasted, probably mid-20s, mid to late 20s, Kenny, most likely. Having way too much fun at a football game, knowing he's watching a losing team. So, what? it blames Deshaun Watson for where the Browns are at in his life and why his life is not on track right now. How many of those exist in the stadium? They're probably 50 of those people, but that's enough in every section scattered around where you got enough. And then they're being yelled at. I every text I got was, yeah, we had a guy in our section. Yeah, we had two guys. They were high-fiving and we put them in their place. Like, we shouted at them and then they sat down. But the problem is you have microphones that are strategically placed for the radio broadcast, for the TV broadcast, and then the players who Daryl said, quite possibly, it was his thought that there was an organized concerted effort to talk about that. And the fans definitely, the players definitely heard some of the fans who were doing that.
There is, yeah, obviously. And there's people who do that. But I'm going to tell you this. My problem is, my issue is that you have this situation play out where there's people who see things. There's a lot of people out there who just live on the internet. And like, I can't tell you how many things got forwarded to me yesterday by people who really don't even live on the internet. They just have this stuff forwarded to them by their friends who do. And it's like these AI things of what's going on. One, there was a terrible AI one of a Deshaun Watson press conference, which one of my friend's wives thought was a real press conference from yesterday. After he would sit at a podium after he tore his Achilles and give such a speech. And then there was the one that apparently they put in a "You Deserve It" chant in there, or something like that, which none of that was real. None of that happened, but there's plenty of people out there. So let me just point this out here, and we'll bring in Rodney, and we'll go over this one more time at 9 o'clock, because Rodney McLeod's going to join us live and in studio. We'll do this one more time here. After today, I'm about ready to move on. After today, because, you know, I've heard enough here over the last 48 hours to go, all right, I'm not going to condone it, but the tough talk and some of the stuff over the 1%, you're never going to control 1% of people, all right? And I know that one bad apple does spoil the bunch to everybody, because there's nothing we love more as sports fans than to tell other sports fans we are better than them morally. We love to do it. We love to do it. Yeah, and the whole, well, this is why free agents aren't going to want to come here. They're going to want to come here. You know why? You'll offer more money than the other teams. They'll come here.
Yeah, maybe not the free agents you want, but you'll always get them.
But it doesn't matter. But you know and I know that there are plenty of players out there that if you offer $1 more than the Pittsburgh Steelers, they will go play for you. It doesn't matter about that. I don't care what people say. I've seen it a million times, and I'll see it a million more times before it's all said and done. We like to act like they feel like we do. They don't. Most of them don't. If they get drafted here, they might feel like we do. But when it comes to free agents, it's what's in it for me? I've either accomplished X, Y, and Z, and I need this.
Yeah.
Or I haven't accomplished X, Y, and Z, and I'm not going to accomplish X,
silly.
Y, and Z.
They're
but
not,
I want to make sure I get this.
There aren't a bunch of players around the league getting together and on text threads yesterday going, I'm passing up. What would you pass up to play for the Browns? How much more money would you pass up to play for the Browns? Now, nobody's doing that because, like we said yesterday, and this is a sobering thought, the players do not differentiate city to city.
I love
they
Owen.
They think you're all the same.
I love Owen. Owen's a good man. So I'm not saying this about
Am
you.
I dying?
Don't take this personally. There was a time where Chiefs fans, the most jovial fan base in the NFL, the way people see him, there was a time that Chiefs fans were in a very dark place, and Matt Cassel got hurt, and at Arrowhead Stadium, they cheered when he got hurt. And there was an offensive lineman who had an advanced status in the NFLPA named Eric Winston. And Eric Winston went on every single radio show that he could find, and every single TV show, and after the game, let fans have it. If I'm not mistaken, did he or did he not drop a couple of cuss words? While he was
there, and he was the president of the
NFL. I wanted to make sure I was right before I went.
He was in the J.C. Treader role.
Yeah. So Eric Winston was the Players Association president, and Eric Winston went out there and not just admonished the fans, cussed them out for cheering over Matt Cassel being hurt. And as Owen will cite, who did they want to see him replaced with?
Kyle Orton.
That's a level of desperation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That I don't think any fan who knows of the Kansas City Chiefs now could ever imagine they would ever be into. And guess what happened? They went out and they got Andy Reid. And they went and they drafted Patrick Mahomes. And then there are teams, there are players who they actually keep a pretty tight ship over there when it comes to free agency, it seems. But there's plenty of players who would love to play with Patrick Mahomes and chase rings. And there's plenty of people who are Chiefs fans and they don't remember that. Because when you have a mob of people and you get a couple of people gassed up, a couple of people are upset, they're frustrated. Yeah, they make poor decisions. They make poor decisions. And they might look bad and they might make you look bad for a weekend.
How many
level of you should be so ashamed of yourself. No.
How many people threw bottles
done with it
during Bottlegate? How many?
Probably 25.
Probably 25.
Yeah.
And some probably threw two or three. Probably looked around. So it was probably the same people. You're exactly right. There are probably 25 people that threw bottles. Well, to the rest of the fans forever, to the rest of the people involved with the NFL, to every referee that came to our place and gave us the shaft, right? Because of Bottlegate, it was 72,000. 72,000 people were involved in Bottlegate.
100,000.
So that's how this works. I did see a lot of people defending Browns fans yesterday that were outside of Cleveland, so it wasn't the normal pylon. It wasn't just the normal pylon. I wonder what Jameis Winston is thinking today, because Jameis said what he said, and it was very passionate, and it was very sermon-y, like Jameis tends to get to at times. There are a lot of people who are like, Jameis, maybe you're not the best messenger for this, given your background. I felt bad, in a way, for Myles Garrett, because Myles Garrett's just sticking up for a teammate. But the way that Myles Garrett, the way that he kind of chronicled the career of Deshaun Watson in the NFL and then said, you know, he's been mostly a model citizen, a bunch of people seized on that and said, mostly? Really? Really? Mostly? So these players are in a tough, it's a tough week for the players. And we have Rodney McLeod coming in at 9 o'clock because not only are they one of the worst, if not the worst football team in the league, now you have this thing simmering between some of the players, the fans. A lot of players took to social media, you know, on Instagram and with their stories and on social media, had what they had to say. Some are wondering, does that you know, drive a further wedge between a bad football team? Look, nobody's happy about the situation right now. And it inspired a lot of think pieces yesterday. I saw, Kenny, just random Joe Schmoes taking to Facebook and writing 1,000 words on their relationship with the football team right now. And this is one of those...
Going through it, man.
This is one of those situations where I don't care what kind of front office you have. I don't care how experienced they are. I don't care about their background, how savvy they are. I don't care about analytics in a situation like this. I can't imagine the meetings they are having this week in Berea to try to figure out the state of affairs and how to move on. I mean, yesterday you had news that Deshaun Watson's going to get similar surgery to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is back on the practice field in 77 days.
I think they recanted that, though.
Okay,
they that was
well,
recanted.
What, because they need more information, or they just...
I don't know.
But the point is...
I would say, honestly, at this point...
The point is that we've all collectively written off Deshaun Watson, right? He's done. Deshaun Watson's going to try to come back and play in the NFL. Like, he's not waving the white flag on his career. He's not saying...
Well, he's got to get that money.
He's not saying, I have enough money, I'm good. Like, nobody would think that. Especially the way he left the field, crying, having that reaction from some of the fans, knowing he was booed to start out. Like, if you're ever wondering about a chip on the shoulder, like, yeah, Deshaun Watson doesn't want his career to end like this, and he's still got 2 years left.
Well, you're
2 years left.
You got to go get your money. I mean, this is... This sounds crass, but it is. You're trying to recoup everything that you're entitled to. Now, I wouldn't say you're recouping expenses, but you're trying to get every penny you can. So you're going to remain an active player until kingdom come, because you are going to get whatever you are going to get every possible penny you're entitled to based on all this. Like, I think he'll personally, I don't think he'll ever take a snap for the Browns again. I think that this is far beyond driven. I think it's far beyond driven for both parties. I think that if I said last week before he got hurt, if you were to offer him a trade right now and it didn't cost him anything, he'd be out of here on the first thing smoking. I think for the Browns, they probably would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
So both of these parties, I think they understand that this is not gone anywhere near what they wanted it to go. I think he's shocked at the level of struggle that he's had within this offense, within playing football. I think he's shocked at the reaction that he's had. I just don't think he's ever going to play for the Browns again. And to that level, it's like, hey, man, you know what? With the way I saw him come off the field, grown men don't cry over injury. For the pain, the physical pain. Like, some of you are like, oh, that's a serious injury. I go, no. He ain't crying because of that. Grown men cry over emotions. That's what they cry for. Emotional hurt. You break your leg, you might be in shock or anything like that, but you're not crying over the pain of the injury like we would when we were children. You're crying over the emotion and the possibility of you never playing the game again, and then this all culminating where that wasn't just yesterday, or I should say Sunday. That was 3 years, 4 years, and you've come back from the first injury, and now this has happened, and you're going to have to bring back whatever you have if you want to come back for this. He knows what lies ahead, and that takes you at that moment to a dark place. That's understandable. That really is understandable, and I think that that's why it's like, buddy, you know what? This isn't a convenient thing to say. It's just the truth. Take your time, man. I don't know what else to tell you. Because you got to get through this emotionally. And I don't know. I don't think we're the place for you. I don't think it's the organization for you anymore. That's where you're at. That's just where you're at. And I think it's over here. I mean, the contract isn't over. You are still in Browns prison.
Yeah, that's
for sure.
The question is, how much pain is going to be associated with that divorce?
Yeah.
Because there'd have to be some pain. By the way, we do have a little bit of news, Kenny.
What's that?
Quarterback news. The Browns have a new one. They're signing Bailey Zappe, according to Tom Pelissero. So, with Deshaun Watson's season over, Dorian Thompson-Robinson's status in flux, Jameis Winston could start Sunday versus Baltimore. Zappe would back him up, according to Tom Pelissero. That was a minute ago.
Okay. Well. Off we go.
Didn't he carve us up? Bailey
yes.
Zappe.
That
oh my
was
God! That's
with New
right.
England, and Daryl came on the show the next day and just kept saying Bailey Zappe.
I got his name wrong. I remember
I post game. That's when I had to do the heart to heart with Andy. When I had to do that post game.
Yeah.
For reasons I'll tell you guys some other time. Not right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.